Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, joining us now from the locker room. Tom, you scored first. You're a good team. You're a very successful team when you score first. They took advantage of a couple there to end the first period, and I thought the response you guys had in the first 3 minutes, quite honestly, that's what I wanted to see, and I saw it. You agree?
Absolutely. No, we won the weekend. We won the weekend, so that's all that counts.
You know, you get a fluky little breakaway off of a deflection. They get a fluky little breakaway off of a deflection. Those are a wash. Those are going to happen. Talk about that third goal. Noah Quinn out in front. Hadn't played a ton for you this year. He was in the right spot to make a play, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, he was in front of the net, and the puck squirts out in the air, and Noah had good hand-eye coordination and buried it.
Is there enough net front presence in college hockey these days?
Yeah. It all depends on how much the coach screams during the weekend between periods on video, because I can tell you there's a lot of us that we get so frustrated with our guys, and then we show NHL clips and we just, here's my line. I go, well, the big boys are doing it. So if the big boys who are making $5-6 million stand in front of the net, I think the little guys who are making nothing can go stand in front of the net too. So anyway, we have fun with it.
I realize that, you know, 3-on-3 isn't perfect. But they had a 3-on-1 with Issa Parekh, who is, quite honestly, an offensive defenseman. He was the only guy back, and I thought he positionally played that pretty darn well in that 3-on-1. It was, I don't know, there was maybe a minute or so left in the 3-on-3. That's just a smart hockey play, isn't it?
Well, you just got to stay in the middle. I got to look at it, so I'm not going to – I can't answer that right now, Schultz, because I don't remember. I mean, I remember, but I don't remember the details. And, again, as long as he's in the middle – you're protecting the middle of the rink, and now you're forcing the puck to go to the outside, and hopefully that buys time for Schultze to get across and make the save. So I got to look at it, Schultze. I just would be giving you lip service right now without knowing exactly what went on.
Safe to say that the power play is going to get some work this week in practice?
No, that's not a big deal. Right now, sometimes, again, the best thing to do is just lay off. You can overcoach, too.
True enough. See you on the trip to Sault Ste. Marie, Tom.
All right. Yep.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.